we should take an hour yet. I don't think we ever took that. It's on
in the rift, right here.
And the rift. You see where it is? Let's see if I can pull this up. To that Pigeon and Ben story.
Yeah.
Mechaive?
Yeah, four lines from the bottom.
Let's see if we can.
Okay. Mechaivin lemini yomi de sheva shavuay mi orta de chamesa benisan. So we're chayav to start counting the days of the 7 weeks.
Four seven.
From the night of the 16th of Nisan.
Chamesa is what?
Well, Chamesa is the 15th, right?
Yeah.
What does that say, Chamesa?
So it means Me'orta the Chamesa.
Oh, this
it means from the night following the Chamesa.
Yeah.
That's
Nagai. It's funny the way he identifies it. Me'orta the Chamesa Benisan. Nagai Shitzar. Right?
What does Nagai mean, the night?
Nagai means it's the. He had the same lashon. I'm thinking the beginning of the psochem. The occasion is that it's early.
When it hits? When it touches?
When it hits, yeah. Well, what does one say? That's why he's identifying it by the leaving of the chamisa and the coming of the shitzo.
Yeah, there is a story. That's the
Who says that?
Well, you're gonna see. That's the one before it goes into that.
Ah, people hold that.
Yeah. It's a little bit funny. With the mimos, doses.
Really?
All
right. Dechsev usfartem lachem mimachoras hashabbos.
Mimachoras hashabbos. So machoras hashabbos means. That it's right after Yontif.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I guess that's where it gets the or.
Right. I mean, it's saying that it identifies the day after the 15th.
Right. So it's tied to the 15th and it's tied to the 16th.
Right. So, day after.
That sounds about right.
Interesting. Okay. The Tana Rabbanon. Usfartem lachem kol echad ve'echad mon la'atzmo. Mimachar sashabas, mimachar yantiv. Tanya namahachi, miyom haviyachem tisperu. Yachol yikzur v'yavi v'yispor.
Yeah, what's that yachol? Take the run. Yachol, what?
Yachol yikzur kolomar bizmano. V'yavi v'yispor, emasash yirtze. Tamalomar mehachel chemish bekama tachel espor.
The alma mishas ktsira sfira.
The alma mishas ktsira.
Because I guess you think that the ktsira should go by the season, right? And the sfira and the havos hakarbon, you can do whenever you want.
What do you mean whenever you want?
I guess you can't say you do it in the circus. I mean, I guess it would have to be in the in the Aviv.
You mean start counting, and when Shavuot is going to be? Whenever you finish counting.
Was this Tisbuch or Chamish Yom?
Aren't you counting for Shavuot?
Yeah.
Yeah, you start to two korbanos.
There's nothing.
The
Shteilachem
and the.
You say you're
going to
do that.
What do you mean, just bring the Omer, count 50 days, and bring Shteilachem and make it Shavuos, and then do it with Vav Sivan? I guess not. It's kind of wild.
It's wild.
Yeah, it's a strange.
I see what it means like this. It means that. Yeah, that Shavuos won't necessarily be 50 days after Pesach. It'll be 50 days when you start counting. You can start counting whenever you want. Start counting this week. As long as it's after Pesach.
As long as it's after Pesach.
That's right. And the malos of the count will usher in the shavuos.
So you can just choose when you want to start shavuos?
Yeah, Beis Din decide.
And what about like Matan Torah, Vav Sivan, whatever? It's not part of the...
Matan Torah?
Yeah.
Vav Sivan?
I mean, it's not exactly Vav Sivan either. It can be a day off, right?
Right, but that's already, I mean, that's secondary phenomena. In other words, primarily we have to find out how to do the mitzvah first. I mean, not that that's not true. That's true, because the fact is that it is
right.
Vav Sivan, but the Gemara is starting from scratch. Okay, so the Gemara is saying it's true that the malos of the counting ushers in the shavuos, but maybe Bezin should decide when to start the count.
And right. That's when you bring the Karban Omer.
Yeah. No, that's when you bring the...
Serum Shas,
the Omer. The Yov, what was the first Yochel again? I keep forgetting.
Yitzer Bismano.
Oh, Yitzer Bismano means in the spring. And then what?
Is there, does the Torah give
you Bismano? Yitzer Bismano.
Could Bismano be the day...
I mean, Mochras and Shabbos.
Right.
So you won't bring it. So you bring the carbon still then, even though you're not counting.
No, right. You bring the carbon whenever you want it, then. Whenever you bring the carbon, then you have to count. Because it's...
So what's the Mochras and Shabbos?
That's right. So he's saying the Mochras and Shabbos, maybe I'll say that he has to be Kotzer.
Independent of the counting.
Right.
Yeah, that was Avin.
That the Ksir is going to have to be on the 16th. Because we Mochras and Shabbos.
But it says it's Fakta Mechem Machas HaShabbos.
Right.
How could you think you swear in with Sashir?
Yeah, it's strange that we have all these swear in with Sashir.
Because it says it's Fakta Mechem Machas
HaShabbos. Yeah, what kind of happening
is this? Is it possible?
But the Avmina takes down the Ksira,
right.
But not the Sphira. Maybe let's give up the Pasuk just a little bit. Yeah, I don't know.
You mean just whatever, that's what it's trying to say?
I don't know what it's getting at, how he's learning the Pasuk. Must have some way to learn it, I don't get it though.
Okay.
Like the Rav said, the problem is we don't know what a lump is. Miyom Avichem Tisperu.
Okay.
So the Avmin is that what? The Ksira is Bismana, is on the 16th. But Sphira and Avar could be whenever you want.
Okay.
So Beznil decide when to do Sphira and Avar. Okay. So he says, no, you can't say that. Why? Because it says, Mehochel chayim resh bakoma tochel lispor. The alma mishas ktsira sfira. So you see that what? That sfira is tied to ktsira. But now we still have one more problem. What's the problem?
Yachol yiktsuv yisprav yavi imasai shiyirtsa tamal omar miyom aviyachem tisprav chamishim yom.
So what is it? Let's see, what is the... Okay, so his first question, first the limud he ties sphere to ktsira. And then he ties avah to sphere.
Right, so they all run together.
So they all run together.
Yachol yiktsuv yom...
Oh, that's another thing. All right, so hold on.
One second.
So what is the concept of tying them all together?
Right. So you do the ksira at night, you count the night, and then you bring the karban the next morning, the next day.
Right.
That's funny. It ties the ksira to the sphira.
Right.
And the havah to the sphira.
And what?
And the havah to the sphira.
Right.
It's not tying the Ksira and the Havah together. But you think Ksira is tied to Havah and Havah is tied to Sphira.
Yeah.
But it's not. There's no tie between Ksira and Havah.
No. Yeah, that's right. It's almost saying that. Well, Ksira is Balayla and Havah is Beyond.
Right.
Right, but I'm just saying the Lima that they have to be on the same day is not even. They just both have to relate to Sphira.
Right. Well, the first Lima is Ksira. That we know. That Katsira is definitely Balel Shishasa. Okay, that's the first thing we're as soon as we know.
Right, just know that we know Katsira is whatever. That we know.
That's all.
Somehow we know that.
And the next thing we learn is that the sphere has to be tied to the Katsira.
Right.
So therefore, right, okay. So that's two. And we still don't know Avor. How do you know that Avor is tied to...
It's a sphere also.
To sphere also.
That's what I'm saying. It's all being united to the sphere.
So you know Katsira first. Sphere is tied to Katsira. And Avor is tied to...
Sphere also.
You know Katsira is the base. Then comes sphere starts. And then Avor.
Right.
Third one.
Right. I just intuitively thought I would think you'd reverse that.
Reverse it?
Yeah, the Katsira tied to the Avor. Your code's there, then the next day you're Makrev, and then after Makrev. I know, that's what I'm saying. It's funny. It's the Sphira is what links up the two things. The Sphira links up the Katsira and the Havah.
That's what the Torah does.
Right, I'm just saying it's counterintuitive. You wouldn't have...
The Sphira...
Sphira is the Mitzarev. Right.
The Sphira is my name. I mean, you look at concept. I mean, it's a little philosophical. I think it helps a little bit. That the concept, what's the concept of armor? It's a Shevach LaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that he's a Mazenus or a Zonus Ola.
The Tua.
What?
The Tua.
In Tua.
Matur is the Tua, Chadash.
Right. So it's a Shevach LaMakom on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu supplies man with his Tua, with his needs. Bread. The world. Supplies the world with its needs. So therefore, you must have Katsira, Dalel Shisha Asa. Because in the Katsira, you're, by doing the Katsira and Lael Shisha Asa, so you're satisfying the idea that the carbon is going to be Ba, L'Shem, Shevach, Shel Tvua. You don't need more of a tie than the Katsira. As long as the Katsira is in Shisha Asa, so that establishes the connection between the Avos carbon, because the Ksir was B'Shisha Asar, so the Avos carbon doesn't have to be the same day. The Avos carbon could be any day, but the Shisha Asar was established already from the Ksir.
The Ksir creates the Chafs of the carbon.
Creates, right. So then the Gemara says that, but Sphira, what is Sphira? Sphira is you want to create the Malos for Shavuos. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you would think that the Malos for Shavuos could be independent of the Katsira.
Right. It should be tied to the Havah.
No, it doesn't have to be tied to anything. It's tied to a Malos of Sphira.
Mm-hmm. It says Yavi V'Yispor, Imashash Yirtza.
Right.
You mean maybe it means even those independent of each other?
Independent, right.
Both of them independent of each other.
Right, but the Havor is going to be, will have, well, you need the Havor to be tied to the Ksira, to be tied to the Shishasa. Because that's the Shevach HaMakom on the fact that he's on his own. So that tie will take place through the Ksira.
Right.
Right? But, and the Havor, when you're going to do the Havor, it'll tie it into the Shishasa.
Well, that way you would mix, are you going to use for the Havah?
Right. But the Havah itself, you might think, could be in another time.
Right.
And the Sphira, which creates the Malos for Shavuos, maybe you think is independent.
Right.
Mm.
So the
first
pasuk tells you.
Then what's it going to be tied to? Nothing?
Nothing. Be tied to the, whenever they decide to create the Malos, that's when Shavuos will come.
And you couldn't say it goes after the Havah, even according to Avamina?
No, you don't have to.
But then,
why do you need the Shevach to be tied to the 16th?
Why do you need the carbon to be tied to the 16th?
Yeah.
Because the beginning of the eating of the food is in Shish Asar. That's when the world starts eating the new crop.
Because agriculturally, that's when it's
agriculture, right. Right. So you can't do it any later, it's too late. So you gotta do it on that day. But I would think the malos that creates shavuos could be as a separate idea of malos.
Mm-hmm.
But lamaskana, we say the sphere is tied to the ksira. So what does that mean? That the malos has to begin with the shvacha shel makom of the Torah.
Shouldn't it go to the carbon, the hava?
What's that?
Shouldn't it go to the hava then? The hava's a carbon?
Yes.
So shouldn't it be tied to the hava, not the katsira?
No, well, the first thing is, the hava is always going to go retroactive back to the katsira. So if the sphere is tied to the ksira, it's ipso facto tied to the avar.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So then the Gemara says, no, it's all nice theoretically, but the fact is that you don't just make the avar any time and retroactively go to the ksira. But the avar has to be tied to the ksira.
Well, it's
tied to the sphere.
Right.
I'm tied to the sphere.
That's interesting.
Yeah, okay, so let's see how that works out. So the sphere is tied to the ksira. Why? Because what initiates the malos is the shevach l'makom of what? Of tefuah. And the havah has to be on the same day, because otherwise you have no initiation. Otherwise, you'll have no sphere. The sphere really begins by the initiation of the Shvach HaShem Makom on the Torah. But the initiation of the Shvach HaShem Makom on the Torah begins not with the Ktsira only, but you need the Avor too.
Mm-hmm.
So if you lack the Avor, you're going to lack in the initiation of the sphere.
Mm-hmm. You need both things.
Right. Right. So it's an interesting thing. So it means the initiation of the malos that leads you to Matan Torah comes about through Shvach HaShem Makom on Brias Olam.
Right. The
Ron
gets into the next one. He talks about
this. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
But that makes perfect sense.
So you need the Ketzira and the Havah day in order that you should start the malos. From both of them.
Right, so you start with, Shavuos, which is Matan Torah, begins with Ma'aseh Bereishis, which is the Shvach HaShem Makom on the Torah. And it culminates in Matan Torah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Moran gets into the idea.
That makes sense.
Well, what are the two aspects, the Katsira and the Havah? You need both of them. What are the two?
You need both. In other words, you can't. We know that you have to tie the sphere to the Katsira. But you have to qualify the Katsira by the Havah. There's no Katsira alone. The Katsira and Havah have to go together.
Right. But because the sphere needs to be on the day of the Havah.
That's right. And the Katsira has to be also on the day of the Havah.
How do you know that? Directly through the sphere, no?
Through the sphere.
Right. But that's it's not din in the car, it's like an accident.
Well, it's showing you the etymology of it. But in the final product, in other words, it's showing you technical etymology. The technical etymology of it comes from the fact that you tie the sphere to the ktsira because you tie it to Ma'aseh Bereishis. But then, that's really not a good tie to Ma'aseh Bereishis because it's only ktsira. So that's why I need the carbon to make it tie to ktsira and the avar, Ma'aseh Bereishis, and now the sphere fits in with the Ma'aseh Bereishis. So it's initiated by Ma'aseh Bereishis, and it culminates in Matan Torah.
Yep.
Like the Birkos Kriyat Shema?
Wow. Yeah, right. That's right, same order.
But do you think you can derive from here that in terms of the carbon itself, it wasn't necessary for the Katsira and the Havah to be on the same day?
It wasn't necessary.
In terms of the Chetz of carbon,
it is necessary.
No, but it's only an accident because of the fact that you're creating a chalos of a sphira and a shuos. We're not for the fact that these karbanos, the omer is tied to creating a yantiv. In terms of the heft of the karban, you could have been katsira one day and of another, not a problem. It's only because of the sphira that they both tie to, like accidentally, it means they have to be on the same day.
I don't know. I can't say what could have been. We only know.
Well, Yomar has no problem in terms of the karban splitting them up, and the only reason they have to be on the same day is because they both have to be tied to the sphira. But right. The Gemara doesn't object and say, how can you do katsira and avah one day? How's the karban go? The karban's fine.
No, but maybe it's not true. Maybe the karban won't be fine because you don't have the katsira on the same day as the karban.
Right. But isn't that a problem because now sphere is a problem? How are you going to count?
No, it could be a problem in its own right.
Mm-hmm. So why does the passage just say that?
Well, then the Gemara wouldn't have thought that katsira bismano and yaviv yispor.
Yeah, right.
It was actually here to
that happen.
The first avmin.
Yeah. It means that really.
Well, one second. The first avmin is that the initiation of the sphira is not tied to maaser mitzvos.
What about the hava? You still should say katsira hava on one day and sphira in was yirta.
How do you know that?
Because you're saying, in terms of the karban, you really would need them to be on the same day also. You're saying you might not know that. You're just saying, at the end of the day, since it's on the same day.
It could be.
Right. You're saying maybe there really is an idea. Just throws out the tell to you. This is true anyway.
That's right. That's right. Because this one makes sense philosophically.
Right.
That the katsira, why katsira? Katsira is very good, because katsira is the. is what people do when they first. When the season first comes into existence,
right.
The first they do katsira. So the katsira is the sign of the initiation of the zman, and the carbon has to be tied to the katsira.
Okay.
Tied to the katsira. Okay, so you see, but at any rate, the bottom line is that the initiation of the sphira is tied to Maaser Bereishis, and the culmination is Shavuos. Which is very good. And it would seem that you can't have the katsira and the sphere and the havo on two separate days, because then they're not tied together.
Right.
So everything has to be one day. Okay. Let's go for it. Okay.
Okay, Yachol Yitzer B'yom, V'yavi B'yom, V'yispor B'yom. Tamar Omar, Sheva Shabbosos, T'mimos T'yena, Emes Ahin T'mimos, B'zman Shumascha, Mibarev, Haketzad, Tzira Usfir B'layla, V'ava B'yom.
So what is all this? Emes, you would think that one, they do everything B'yom.
Right, you always do things B'yom. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Right?
Right.
Do all three bayam. So he says you can't do that. Why?
Because
of tmimos.
Tmimos, right.
So you must be masfil mibar.
Right. I guess the hava can't be bar. That's impossible.
Right.
It's a carbon. It's only carbon bayam. So I guess you could do the katsira, so you could start counting Belilah. You couldn't. Why can't you just count Belilah?
Right.
Maybe you couldn't do count until you at least do katsira. You have to at least start the process in order to start counting. So you have to do katsira at night, so you can start counting at night.
Right.
Yeah.
You mean the katsira at nighttime is mitzaref the sphira to the carbon.
Right.
And the carbon can only be bayom.
Right.
So it's like as if the yom was qualified on Mafreya.
To the counting you? Like,
right, because it is the yom in which the carbon omer will be brought. So you, yeah. But you must go balayla because you want to count the full yom. So that's why you must go before the carbon. But the katsira render the katsira qualifies. The Ksira brings into existence the notion of the carbon, Belila. So it qualifies the sphere. But the kiyum hayom of the carbon begins with the ksira. So at the time of sphere, you have to have some kind of a relationship to the carbon.
Right.
So that's why you have ksira belila.
Right.
And the carbon's bayom. So the sphere is the sphere of the day in which there is havasa carbon. But you can't do sphere without any indication that it's the day of havasa carbon.
Right.
So you must tie it to the carbon somehow. So you tie it to the carbon by the initiation process of ksira.
Right. Interesting. Even though it works from a freya, you still need something like ksira.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Why is that? Why can't you say that's related? It's part of the halachic yom. In other words, we do the ksira during the yom, and you do the bracha at night, and it takes place on the same halachic yom. Why isn't that sufficient?
Because at the time of the sphere, when you're doing the sphere, it's unrelated to the karma.
You got nothing.
There's no relationship whatsoever.
So 1 second. So you're telling me you have to do the maisa ksira before you count at night? I don't think he says that.
No, it's the same level.
Why? Because the night is this. Because it's the same zman. Because of the night. So why can't you say it's the same zman? Because of the yom.
Because it's not.
The yom is a night and day. It's astronomical yom.
Yom v'lala, two different things.
Well, sometimes yes, sometimes no. In Kedushas Shabbos, it isn't.
Well, this isn't Kedushas Shabbos.
I mean, why should it be different? I don't understand.
If you say it like, in terms of like the series of activities.
The series of activities.
So then in Lalan's and Yom are two different things. In terms of qualifying and underlying Yom, that's one Yom. But in terms of being with Sa'ad, it's two separate time periods.
Right.
In terms of man's activities, so they're not Mitzirah.
Yeah, the activity has to, then you have to have a Hochacha on the activity. So the next day, it's too late for a Hochacha on the activity.
But in terms of Kedushas Yom, it's one Kedushas Yom.
Right. But in terms of Kedushas Yom, it's one.
You're saying that the Ketira is a Kvius and the Hava is a qualification of what the Ketira was?
Yeah, something like that. Sounds good.
Okay, so
it works. Sense, it works more for
that. The
Hava. Because the real team is the Hava.
Right.
And you need the sphere to be tied to the Hava, so carbon to initiate, so it initiates that day.
Right.
But that day, once that day is initiated, in terms of counting, you have to count the whole day. So you have to start Belila.
Right.
But if you start a Belila without any Ketzira, there would be no Chocha of Karba, no Ketzira of Tekarba.
Right.
So that's why you need Ketzira Belila in order to tie the Sphira to the Karba. But the actual Havasa Karba, the actualization. You might say that the Havasa carbon is the actualization in the sense of the Ketzira. In the sense that it's the Yom.
Yeah, what does it do?
That the Ketzira Balayla is the actualization of the... No, I mean, the Havasa carbon by Yom is the actualization of the Layla. Now, let's see if that works. Okay, so what it means simply, in other words, you can't do the sphira without any halacha that it's related to carbon. So that's why you have to do ketzira. Because the ketzira is the asphalos carbon.
Right.
Right? It's asphalos carbon, okay. It's asphalos of all.
Right. It needs to be from the Yom HaVah. And when you bring the carbon the next day, it'll be rendered all Yom HaVah.
Right.
Why does the HaVah have to be on that day? Why can't it be sometime later? I'll still qualify the Ketira?
Because the initiation of the Sphira has to be the HaVah carbon, which is the Shevach of Maisa Bereshis and Tvua.
So it started with the Ketira.
Pasuk says
no, because that's too far away.
It's good enough for a hochacha.
What means what hochacha?
You did the ketzira at night.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what it says to be at night, because it's in the night of the next day. That's why it's a hochacha. But if it's the carbon is going to be tomorrow, a month later.
No, the Pasuk says, Miyam Avia Chem, Tisperu Kham Shemiyam.
Yeah,
it's just a custom of Miyam Avia. What's the answer? What are you asking? What's exactly?
Yeah, well, yeah. And that's what we're doing here. We're giving sense to all the Tsugim, right?
But it's from the Yom Hava. The sphere is from the Yom of the Hava.
Right.
Why is
that? Exactly. The sphere is from the Yom of the Hava. So the Yom of Davo, because it has to be, the spheres be initiated by my subgracious. So it's initiated by Yom of Davo. And the Tzira is the Halchacha that this is the Yom of Davo, because tomorrow we're going to be in the carbon.
That's all of the process.
That's part of the process. That's the message.
Ready?
Yep.
Initiation of the Yomais of Rishis, is that why the Sedukim held it was always on Sunday?
Vavo b'yom. They're all tied together.
Yeah.
Okay, that's. I can't go back, like I said before, I can't go back to the Sedukim. I just want to try to get the ideas. Okay. Okay. Now let's go a little further. V'chi hechi. Here's where we get into the big ones.
V'chi hechi de mitzvah l'miyami hachanami mitzvah l'mim yeshivui. V'am rabai mitzvah l'miyami mitzvah l'mim yeshivui.
Okay. Okay, so let's take that. Now he's takes to that one.
Okay.
Ram? Ram.
Okay. The mitzvah l'min neshivuei pluksehi b'menachos pega mishmal. The gersinin hasam amar baye mitzvah l'min neyamei mitzvah l'min neshivuei rabbanan the of ashi manu yamei umanu shivuei ameimar manu yamei velo manu shivuei amar zechel mikdash b'almahu
amar zechel mikdash b'almahu,
because you're not counting both.
Right, that's why he, since he held the Zechel of Mikdash, he held, there's no need to count the Shavuot.
Yeah, you don't have to do it in its full form. Just Mina Yoma.
Right.
Just keep in count, in other words.
Yeah, right. In other words, yeah, so okay, Nanisa, now just the final chapter.
Yeah,
so chapter, yeah. Chapter. You're right, but all, this is a bit chapter.
We're not qualifying the period.
If it's only Zechel of Mikdash, all you need is a Maisa Sphere. Well, so the Maisa Sphere is Zechel Mikdash. You don't have to do it to Kehilchasa, the way they did it. That's a Zechel. The fact you have a Maisa Sphere is a Zechel. So what do you have to count the weeks for? That's a good point. That's who said the Svara?
Ameimah.
He wanted a Shmur Matzah for Korach.
Face of Zohar. Okay. now we're getting ready for Shavuos.
So it's just Zecher B'Alma.
So if it's a Zecher, so Zecher B'Alma, so as long as you have a Maisa Sphere, so that's a Zecher. I mean, every week that I'm going to count the weeks, well, what's that going to accomplish? I mean, it's not going to increase the Zecher.
So I do it every day, then. Once you have a Maisa,
you are supposed to get up in the morning and put a sign up that Zechel Mikdash.
Do that, or just do it the first day.
No. They used to do it every day. That was the Shkano.
Okay, and they used to do it every week.
No.
They count it every day.
They count.
You're just not counting every day the way they count it.
You're not qualifying the period. You're just doing the Maisa Sphere per se. You're not creating the continuum.
Right.
At least you're counting here.
He made it right. In other words,
on the Sikaro.
Well, it's just like, I guess, just like by Lulav. Make a bracha, even though it's Zechel Mikdash, you make a bracha on the Mount of Lulav.
Right.
That's an old problem.
Right.
But over here, he's saying, since there's a Maisa Mitzvah, Sphira, so you make a bracha. But the only thing is, there's no reason to count the weeks. I mean, that's not going to increase the Zechel of Mikdash.
I mean, the Zechel of Mikdash created a Mechaya for a Maitz of Mitzvah Shel Sphira.
Right. It's not exactly.
Make a bracha on it.
Yeah, even by law, you say the same thing.
Yeah, that's what we say.
You say by law, the first day it must be lacham.
Right.
Second day, you can borrow it.
Right.
So it's a mice and it's a muscle.
Right.
That's not exactly like it wasn't. Not exactly. It's a zechel midrash. We can't. You know what I mean? It makes sense. That you make a bracha because of the mice on mitzvah, and you're not going to enhance it by a weekly counting of weeks. Once a week counting weeks is not going to enhance the zecher. I mean, that seems to make sense to me.
Yeah, you know about it. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
You did every day.
Yeah, you did every day. Okay, good.
Is there a difference between zecher and mikdash? You do something for zecher and mikdash, and you do something that's a mitzvah of the rabbanon that's zecher and mikdash?
Yeah, you make a bracha.
Yeah. In the Zechel, Ba'alma, like Shlo the Shtakachtar's Sphere, that you don't make a bracha. But it's not, it's a Zechel Ba'alma, but it's a Zechel that's incorporated in the Mitzvah.
Like
Lolo, he's
saying. That's why Rebbe brought him
off. Seems like there's some line with the Svara about bracha before the bracha is a description of the action. It's because here you're not actually doing the mitzvah, but you're doing a ma'aseh mitzvah. So
right. That's good. Very good. Okay. What's next? First starts off with what shvui mitzvah yamin mitzvah neshmir. Yeah, I'm sorry. We're in the round. Okay.
Right.
So where are we at? Where are we up to?
The Kivan. It's like
the end of the first word line.
Right.
The last word line.
The Kivan, the Bayev Rabbanan, the Be'ervashi, Manu Yome, Manu Shavue, Kaimelon, Kavasayu, Afal Gaf, Tameimar, Polygalayu.
Okay, so it's a little bit hard to understand. What's the svar of a Bayan Rava? A Neymar seems to make more sense.
Right.
If it's Zecher.
Right. The Apeus Anachon.
Was your premise that they argue that it, that they agree that it's a Zecher?
We don't know.
We don't know yet.
The Apeus Anachon, the mitzvah, the Mimne Shavue, Hainu, Betashlum Kol Shavua Vishavua. Ava berovam komos echmiro atzman lomar bechol yom hayom kachel kachel omer shehim kachel kach shavuos v'yamim kach berov mefarshim maskim. So that using the real ikar halacha is every at the end of every week the moment of the week. The rabbi of the men are to count the weeks every single day and the
echmiro atzman.
Right.
I mean, when Abaye and Rabbanan said you count the weeks, they would only really essentially mean the end of the weeks.
Right.
We don't count fractions of weeks.
Right. Avo barov ha-makamos hechemiru al-atzman lomar b'chol yom ayom kach v'kach lomar sheheim kach v'kach shavuos v'yamim kach.
Okay.
Kach v'kach shavuos. It should be the kach v'kach yom. Okay. But whatever. So what does it mean? What's the implication of the chmir al atzman?
That's not just a zechel mikdash?
We're not up to the reason yet. Right. What's the first implication?
Counting weeks by the end of the week. It satisfies that requirement. Of counting weeks, because originally they said you don't have to just.
Yeah, but he's saying that they're machmir not to do that. To do more than that.
To do more than that, right. So the implication is that that's on the Chumra Bamba, that by counting weeks, you'll be yotzei that shita. Now it's just a chumra that they did it for days also.
Yes, so what's the implication?
That's a secondary thing.
It's not just an implication.
No, the implication is that in the time of the Middash they counted, that's the way they counted.
Oh, that's true, Tom, yeah.
Like the more machmir?
Because you can't say the chumra is they invented a new type of counting.
Right.
That's crazy.
That's what the hell really happened.
Yeah.
The machmir, that's the way to learn the Gemara.
They were machmir because they held that to do it fully like they did Bizman HaMikdash. Actually, the Gemara, Abayin, Rava, hold all you need to do for the Zechel Mikdash is weeks when the weeks come up. But they didn't hold you have to do it like they did at Bizmana Mikdash, actually, which was to count every night, weeks, to mention weeks every night.
Maybe you can't say that's the question, how to learn that Shita. They're machmer to learn. Of course, how do you learn to buy it?
Echmir al-Asman means that they're doing Echumra. They know they don't have to do it, but they want to be machmer. I mean, that's the meaning.
The Mepharish speak more the same way as the Ref, though.
That's what's not. The Mepharish same way. So you have three systems. One system is you just count the days. The other system is days you count and weeks when the malos of the week comes around. And the third system is you count days, weeks, and components of weeks. So the third way is, he's saying that the third way is the way that they did it, Bizman HaMikdash. So why did they do it the way Bizman HaMikdash? Why didn't they really just count days and weeks when it's the melos of the week? What are you doing by counting in the middle of the week? Weeks?
Right, what kind of thing is that?
What are you doing? What are you accomplishing?
I don't know, there's one dude.
Well, the rough said it, right?
The rough said
it. You see it as like an expression of the day?
You're not just counting.
What we're saying is that you have days, and you have weeks, and you have to show how the days become weeks. So you say today is 1 week and 1 day. The 1 day is one component we have. We're establishing that one component of the next week is in place. So you have to establish the weeks through its components. So when you come to the melos of the week, it was established.
So it's a din in the counting of the week?
That's a din in the counting of the week. In other words, you have to count the days, and then you have to take the days and assemble them into weeks. So 1 day, now it's 2 days. You have to assemble the week and then count it. You can't just count the week. You have to assemble the week.
Mm-hmm. If you only take conceptually, you only had the mitzvah of weeks. Right. Would you counting weeks? Would you be doing this?
Depends what you mean by counting weeks. If you just mean counting weeks, you wouldn't do it. But if you mean you have to create the week through counting, then you would do it.
Right. Well, all I'm asking is, are you saying it's like the mitzvah of days and weeks that have to go together, the two counts of days and weeks? Or are you saying the way you count weeks is by building weeks?
That's correct. So it's a
different
thing.
Right.
Talking
Bizman
and
Bias,
right?
What?
You're talking Bizman and Bias? Bizman and Bias. But these fellows were Machmer Alatzmer, that group. And what were they Machmer? That they want to do it exactly the way, so they Machmer on the weeks, not just the week, but how the week comes into being by putting one day next to setting up your days, one next to the other, until you have the entity of week. In other words, the quantitative assembly of weeks. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you commenting that they're holding that it's Zeichel LeMikdash, or they're holding that the halacha is really... So far,
it seems that we're going with the idea of Zeichel LeMikdash, but we're stuck. What does it add to the Zecher if you add weeks?
Right.
And certainly, what does it add to the Zecher if you add the components that are the cause of the week?
Right, so maybe...
Right. Also, isn't there like a Mimashach on the middle position? Like, either say Zecher Baum is good enough, just something, or you can say you want to do it like the way they did it. So why...
I don't know. He leaves us hanging here.
Right.
So let's just hang a little bit. V'rov Mefarshim.
V'rov Mefarshim. Maskimen the Sfiras Amar Achshav, the Lekavah, the Lokarbon, Ein Elamid Rabbanim Ba'alma. Balma Zechel Mikdash. Kedamarmi Mahasim Zechel Mikdash Balma.
Whoa, one second. So what does he say? Abaye doesn't hold that?
So now we have the official word from the Ran that everybody holds that it's Zechel Mikdash. So now it's a valid question about the middle position.
You mean Rov Mefarshim means Abaya and the Rabbana?
No. He's Rav Rishon.
Yeah.
So, but I understand, but what about Abaya and the Rabbana? Do they hold Zechel and Mikdash or not?
Well, that's what you Mefarsh. That's what you're prepared for.
Right. Because we're holding like that, right?
So that's what I'm saying. So that Rav Mefarshim was saying that Abaya and Rava also held Zechel.
Exactly.
Okay. Right.
Because, of course, we pass them like Abaya and Rava.
Right.
And we're passing a lot.
And
Rava. And we're passing there, and we hold it's Drabbanan, because there's no Avos HaOmer. So, Rava Mefarshim hold, it's only Zechel Mikdash. Okay, so now your question of Zechel Mikdash. Now we have to define the machlokus of the two ways. I mean, the third minute we understand. But the essential machlokes is between a Meimar, Mitzvah, and the Gemara. You don't have the every night. The Gemara just have Mitzvah Lemimni Yomi is one position. That's a Meimar's position. And Abaya and Rava say Mitzvah Lemimni Shvui, which means by the Malos of the week.
Right.
Okay? Okay, so let's think a minute about that. Seems to be, what is the concept of weeks? And how does that add to the Zechel HaMikdash if you have a Maisa Zechel HaMikdash every day?
The Torah
gives you... You want to finish this round tomorrow?
I'd like to.
Continue the round, not the bottom one.
Yeah, let's continue the round.
Okay.
That's one of the... I don't think we did this here.
Might have done it once, because I don't know if I did it.
Well, if we would have done this here, you would have had your nose.